about the way I got to preach. I sure rather Bro Hyatt be here. God knows what he's doing. We don't know.
That's right, Bro.
God's always knows what he's doing. If it was my way, I'd be doing things different. But God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Back when I was 48, I'd be 60. It's May, but back September when I was 48, I had a heart attack, and it was my heart messed up, and I had these real sharp pains, and it took them a week to figure out what was wrong with me. I went to a cardiologist. He said, "Are you strong as a horse?" I went to the doctor, kept going back, and went to the emergency room two or three times, and they took the blood test. Thank God, Brother Hyde, they took the blood test. They found right off he was having problems. It took them all week, and finally, at the end of the week, I got so bad that I went outside, and I was going to mow the yard. And then I started sweating all over, and I was hurting so bad, and I got to throwing up. But you know what? God knew what he was doing. God knew what he was doing in the time that he was doing it. There's many times we don't understand what God's doing, and we think, why? Why, Lord, let this happen to me? And that's what I thought. Why is this happening to me? But you know what? I know what Brother Hyatt's going through. Maybe some of you have had that and had an operation. I had to have quadruple heart bypass. And down there, went down there to see him Friday. And they told him, they said they're going to take it out of his chest and put it in his leg. He said, that lasts longer. They don't ever have no problems out of that. He said, the ones they take out of your legs, they don't last about 13 years. I looked at Brother Hyatt and I said, good grief, my time's about out. They took it out of my leg. It's done been 10, 11 years. I said, the warranty's done about shot here. I tell you, they've come a long ways. I mean, years ago, my grandmother died when she was like 40-something years old. My grandfather died. He was like 50 years old. I mean, back then, they didn't know what to do when they had a heart attack. They couldn't go in there and do all this stuff. And now they just take your heart out like it's just your liver or something and work with it and put it back in, start it back to beating. So see, God got it all in hand.
Sure.
God knows what he's doing. I want you to go over to Jeremiah 33:3. I don't know. You don't realize what all I've been through trying to get a message up. I've studied and tried and didn't know what to do. I still don't know what to do.
Amen.
I'm just going to follow God. Over in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You notice here in the first few verses that Jeremiah was in prison, and he was in there, and they come to him. He said, call unto me. The Lord told him, he said, thus saith the Lord, in verse 2, the maker thereof, the Lord that hath formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things. Father, we come to you now in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I'm calling unto you, God. I need you right now, Lord, to help me. God, to help these people, Lord, the people that I love. And God, I pray for our pastor that you'll touch him, Lord, and help him down there, God. And I know you have everything under control because you're the great physician. I pray, dear God, that you'd help him now, God, and help us as a unity of people that's gathered together in the church and the flock, Lord, that we'd pray for our pastor. Help us, God, to look at a few things about prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we see that it says, call unto me. He says, call unto me. I mean, hey, if you don't know Jesus Christ or God, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't know who to call unto. You come here, you say, well, I come to church, but I'm going to tell you what, if you hadn't been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, you don't know God. You know of God, but you don't know God. You got to know God before God can hear your prayers. You can sit here all you want. You can come to every church that's open. I don't care care how many times you go to church. You can go to church and sit there until the cows come home, as they say. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin, you'll die and go to hell. I don't care how many times you go to church. You can go 5 times, 10 times. Every day the church is open. These 10 people can take and go down there and they can count their little beads. They can wear their cross. They can go down to the church all the time. But yet I'm going to tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, if I ask you, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Can you tell me you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you die right now that you'd go to heaven? Do you know Jesus Christ? Because I'm going to tell you what, if you don't know Him, you better try to find out something. Just let me tell you something. I just want to give you this right here. Just why it just come into my mind. Over in Romans 10, and it says over here, it says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now get this. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. It says that if you confess with your mouth, but it says that thou shalt believe in thy heart. I'm going to tell you what, you can have the heart, the head knowledge all you want. You can say you know Jesus, you know God, but I'm going to tell you what, if you don't know him in the heart, you're die and go to hell, because the heart what changes a man's life. It's the heart. When you get Christ in your heart, your whole life changes. Preacher Hyde stands up here and preaches and preaches and preaches, and people come in here and they don't listen to what he says. He's telling them you gotta believe in your heart. You got to have a heart knowledge. You just got to come from within. The head knowledge won't get you there. Everybody, you walk up on the street, you ask them, oh, you know Jesus? Oh, yeah, I know him. But you get down to it, they don't really know him in the free pardon of sin. They don't know him, that he's their Savior or not. Call unto me. He says, call unto me. Call unto me. I'm called to God. Hey, not, don't call to Buddha. It's not going to help to call to Buddha. Buddha's dead. Don't call to Confucius. Don't call to Muhammad. Don't call to Baal. I'm going to tell you what. Don't go out in the forest and hug a tree or something. Inspect the force of the field. Going to help you. Because I'm telling you right now, it's the blood of the Lamb of God. There's only one God. There's only one Savior. There's only one Holy Ghost. You're going to call on Harry Krishna, Joseph Smith, the Jim Jones, you see what happened to them? I mean, don't call on David Koresh or any of these other people. You can call on all the people you want. But until you have Jesus Christ in your heart, until you have that knowledge in your heart that God is your Savior, and you cry out to God and get saved and born again, you'll not know what I'm talking about. You don't know what it is to get in somewhere and pray and says, call unto me. You don't know what it is to call unto God. And God come down and put his arms around you. And he just loves you. And he hugs you up and squeezes you tight. Amen. Call unto me. He said, call unto me. I tell you what. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. Call on my mind was the preacher. I started praying. I went to bed last night. All day yesterday, all I could think about was the man of God. The man of God that stands and preaches the word of God. The man that works and labors day in, day out. And worried about all the people in jail. Worried about all these people. All the time working. Yes. And I'm thinking to myself, how are we praying for him? Oh, what if he prayed for us the way we prayed for him? I'm telling you now, you better pray that God help us in this last day and we stick together and team together and build unity of family and pray one for another. Amen. It's through prayer that's going to get us through this. Prayer is all that we got. I don't know why the Lord chose to do it. Maybe God wants us to come closer together. God wants you to pray more. God wants you to get down and seek Him more. Maybe there's somebody here not saved. God wants you to get saved through this. Because I'm going to tell you what. Time is coming short. Time is coming short. I'm telling you what. The more you watch and see things happening, the more you hear things happening, and all you hear is terrorists doing this, people dying here, people dying there. That's all you hear anymore. Right. I tell you what, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Look at the time. He said, look at the times. Look around, see what's going on. Look, I've been saved 38 years. Be 39 in August. And my goodness, in them 39 years, all the things has happened.
Yeah.
All the things has come true. All the prophecy that has took place has happened. And you know what? They're talking about building that temple over there now. That temple gets built over there in Israel, buddy. We ain't going to be here. We won't be here. I'm going to tell you what. Jesus is coming. Are you saved today? Or do you know who it is when it says, call unto me? He says, call unto me. Call unto me. When you get down on your knees, who do you call to? You call to God Almighty. I call to the God of the Old Testament, the Jehovah. I call unto Him. I call unto the Lord Jesus Christ. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I cry out to God. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Sometimes I can't say nothing. I just lay there and my heart cries forth, and God hears my cry from inside me.
Amen.
That's praying in the Holy Ghost. There's all kind of prayers. There's all kind of prayers that takes place. You got people, there's public prayer. You got private individual prayer. You got corporate prayer. You got long prayers. You got short prayers. You got standing prayers. You got sitting down prayers. Laying on your face prayers. While you're walking prayers. And the prayer of faith. You got a prayer of petition. A prayer of intercession. The prayer of submission. And the prayer of repentance.
Yeah.
Bible says pray without ceasing. Man, you can pray all the time. You always keep God on your mind. I tell you what, you got to worry when you're going around here and you don't never think about God. If you go around day, minute after minute, hour after hour, and God doesn't cross your mind, the Holy Ghost don't talk to you, you better check up on your salvation. He abides within you. When I got saved, the day I got saved, my wife, she thought we went to churches before that. And I'd tell her I wasn't going back over there. All them people just like I was. I've seen them in the bar. I've seen them here. Heard them cuss. But the day I got saved, she thought, well, we probably won't be back. But you know what? That next day, I was back. The next church time in church. After that, I was back. After that, I was back. For 39 years, I've been going back to God's house.
Yeah.
Because God saved me. I put something inside of me. And then when I get lonely, and I might be in a room full of people, but I feel lonely. I say, God. He says, what you want? Hallelujah. He don't say, I ain't got time for you. But Robert, he don't say, I ain't got time. He says, what you want, son? Justin, he says, what you want? When you need him, you cry. He says, what you want? Hallelujah. I tell you what, I ain't never had him give a deaf ear to me.
No,
I ain't never had him give a deaf ear. I prayed, and I couldn't get settled in my heart. And my wife, I told her, she says, God always answers prayer. God always gives you something. And I know He does. I didn't call myself to preach, I'll tell you that. That was the furthest thing from my mind. But God called me to preach the Word of God. So I expect God to give me the message to preach. I'm preaching on prayer today. Prayer, what kind of prayer life have you got? Do you never pray? You go up to somebody and say, pray for me about this or that. What if they pray for you just like you prayed for them when they ask you? I'll tell you what now. Preacher Hyatt's a praying man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you see him standing up here, and he'll stand here in the service. He's not just standing here if you look at. He's seeking God's will.
Right.
He don't want to make a move in the service till he knows what God wants. He does. God orders him, and he listens. He's got a listening ear. Why? Because he's a man of prayer, and he seeks God in prayer, and God leads him in prayer. Too many times we don't listen to God. We get ahead of God. We don't listen to Him.
Right.
But He said, call unto me. Call unto me. You know what it says here? In verse 33, call unto me. He says, and I will answer thee. And I will show thee great and mighty things. Over in, Brother Chris was over there this morning over in Ephesians. Let's turn over to Ephesians. I want you to see something. The same verses he was on. It says, finally, verse chapter 6 in verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having it done all, stand. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And this next verse, praying always without all prayer. And with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with preservation and supplication for all saints. I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people don't pray. A lot of people, they're all dressed up in their weapons. They're all dressed up in their warfare gear, and they're ready to go to battle. But I'm going to tell you what, they ain't got nowhere to go because they don't have prayer in their life.
Amen.
They don't have no party to go to. They don't have nowhere to go. All dressed up and nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But if you all dressed up and got the battle on garments on, and you get there on your knee, well, he didn't have nothing on his knees. He don't give you nothing on your knees. So you can get there on your knees and you cry out to God, and God to hear you. My Father in heaven, and He hears me, and He comes down and helps me in my time of need. When I had that heart attack, when I had that operation, I wasn't worried about where I was going. Didn't worry me one bit where I was going. The only thing I worried about, I just had your grandson born. Little Timothy was just born. He was down in the hospital when I had to go in the hospital. He was there when I come out. But you know, I wanted to see my grandkids. And I kind of got to crying and upset about that. And you know what? God showed me. God give you grace at a time when you're dying. I didn't have the grace then because I wasn't dying. Hey, I wasn't dying. God, He was there. And God knew what He was doing. He knew what I needed. And God made a way. And God helped. And you know what? Thank God. If my warranty runs out in the next few years, and if I fall over dead, hallelujah, and God answered my prayer, and let me see my grandbabies grow up, let me see them get up and get saved. Thank God. He's a God called. He said, call unto me. And He said He'd hear my prayer, and He would answer me.
Yeah. Right.
I tell you what, you're not promised another minute.
Right.
I was 48. Some people drive 30, 25 athletes running, fall over dead. You take it says bodily exercise profit little. I mean, I like the little that it profits and helps you. But I'm going to tell you what, you take the exercise in Jesus Christ in prayer. Take the bend in your knee. Take a praying wherever you're at. I said, but you got walking people. You can walk and pray. You can stand and pray. You can fall down on your face and pray.
Yeah.
One time, when I was going to New Testament Baptist Church, they got a big mountain over there on back behind the church. And years ago, I don't know how many of you know Ralph Sexton Jr., but he's a great man of God. We was having a revival or something, or he was having that tent meeting down there, and we went up on the mountain to pray, and God, he got to praying and talking to God. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Robert, I thought God was right there with us. He was with us, but I thought, I opened up my eyes, look over and see. Because that man had such a power of God on him. And I was over my God looking to see. I was expecting to see God just sitting right beside of him. God, I want that kind of prayer life. I want to be able to pray. I want to be able to feel the presence of God.
Yeah.
You say, well, I ain't like that. I don't really have that. I don't have that desire. I'm telling you, you need to be saved. You need Jesus Christ today, not tomorrow, not in the morning. You need Him today, right now. I'd hate to leave this building. I'd hate to sit here another minute without crying out unto God to save my soul so I could have fellowship with Him.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's no fellowship. No fellowship between God and the lost man. The man, you're lost and trespasses and sin. You're dead. And then it quickens you to come alive. But it said here, he said, call unto me. He said, call unto me. I got so much paper stuff here, I don't know what I was going to do. But you know what? He said, call unto me. He said, I will answer thee. This was one of those verses that God promises me. He says, I will answer me. Answer you. Sometimes he don't answer what I want or the way I want it. Sometimes I want something that he knows is not going to be to my benefit. So therefore I don't get it or he doesn't do it for me. But then down the road later on it happens. Whatever I prayed for takes place and God answered the prayer.
Yeah.
It wasn't too late. It was right on time.
Amen.
Right on God's time. I tell you what. Many times we get caught up in this life. And we think, this all this is this life. We got to do this, got to do that. I'm going to tell you what. And God says, stop and think. Stop and pray. Stop and seek my face. Seek my will. How many times do you seek the will of God for your day? When you get up, do you ask God? I mean, I'm guilty. I get up and a lot of times, I got to go do this, got to go do that. And want to go all the time. But see, you need to stop and ask God, what is your will for today? What is your will for today? Many times people today get so wrapped up in this world, we forget where God brought us from. We forget where God brought us out of the pits of hell. We forget where we was all wicked and vile and caught up in the things of this world. We forget all those things. And then you go down the road and see some guy on the road, a drunk or somebody needing a job or something. And we think, well, look at them. They ought to be out here working. They're out here drunk. They ought to do better. It's just the grace of God you're not there.
Amen.
It's the grace of God I ain't there. And then you got the results here. He says, and show thee great and mighty things. Show thee great and mighty things. And God will show you great and mighty things. We need to pray and pray for our pastor and pray to God show us great and mighty things.
Amen.
I tell you what, pray to God get a hold of that surgeon and God take and go in there and everything go just right and everything goes smoothly and preacher hide back up on his feet and they'd be amazed, people will, at how fast and how quick he got well.
Amen.
That's my God.
Amen.
My God can do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's not no slacker. He doesn't do nothing slack. He doesn't do nothing short. He does everything great big where everybody can see it. He doesn't do it down here where nobody can't see it. But when he does a miracle, he works it. He touched that woman. Come up and touch, when that woman come up and touched his garment, that woman was healed. And they told her to get away, and she was healed. You take old Bartimaeus, God healed him. Everybody saw it. Let me tell you what, Jesus Christ was a praying man. That's God. God, that was the Son of God. He was a praying man. He went into the mountains to pray. He went in that off away from his disciples to pray in the garden against him. And if you read it everywhere, he went and prayed. Why would he tell you to pray without ceasing and if he didn't do it?
There
you go.
Amen.
Now, what kind of prayer do you pray? Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know. There's not no certain prayer you got to pray. As far as, I mean, praying, talking to God. Now, when you go, you need to be saved. God says, you got to have a broken and contrite spirit. That's who he saves. I've seen people come down chewing and chewing gum, smiling and everything else, and they get up, they didn't get saved. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible says you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. And then you see people come down, and you think, man, I wonder if they got saved. And tell you what, 10 years later, they're still living for God. Because you don't know what God does in their heart.
Amen.
You can come down, you can go through the Romans road and do all the things it says there. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't get a hold of God and ask God, tell God you're sorry, ask God to save you. All I can say is that day I got saved is I don't want to go to hell. Well, why haven't God, Bible says God knows the very intents of my heart. He knows what you want. He knows what you want.
Amen.
Prayer. Are you a prayer warrior? Can you get a hold of God in just a matter of seconds? What if it had been on a different hand and you'd have got a phone call or something and they had told you that Preacher High was just hanging on by a thread? Could you have got a hold of God? Could you have called down God and he got to help? Or would you have to confess your sins for 30 minutes or an hour and get your life cleaned up? What kind of prayer life have you got?
Yeah, right.
Pray. Pray without ceasing. I tell you what, if it hadn't been for people praying, you wouldn't be saved.
That's right.
Somebody hadn't have prayed for you. If somebody hadn't have prayed for you and you had a heart problem, you might have died. If somebody hadn't have prayed for me when I had my heart problem, and I'm going to tell you what, when I had that heart attack, it was like they had me in a vise and somebody tightened it down on me. And then like somebody was reaching in my back and trying to pull my heart out through my back. The pain was horrible. And I didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor. Thank God. I went that last time. God said, go again. I went. Sometimes God could heal you. God could heal Preacher High. They'd go in there, everything be done. He wouldn't even know what had happened. They'd say, God, what a miracle. But you know what? That's not always God's will. Maybe Preacher High just needs to slow down some. And God said, boy, you ain't going to slow down. I'll slow you down. God's got a way of getting your attention. And hey, he will get it. If you're laying down on the ground, you're gasping for your last breath, and you're not saved, and you say, well, I'll get saved when I'm dying. No, you won't get saved when you're dying. You know, there's very few people get saved on their dying bed. Very few. Most of the time, they're so out of it. They so doped up. They shut them down. God put them in a coma. And they don't know. They're gone to hell.
Yes.
Thank God, prayer. Prayer works. I've tested it out. Prayer warrior, let me be one to tell you. And you asked others. I know I'm a firsthand user of prayer, and I know it works.
Amen.
I know God answers prayer. I've seen God answer prayer. I've told this many a times. I mean, it's just something simple. I'll be working on a car, and I worked on this car one day for 8 hours trying to put one bolt in. One bolt up in behind and in, trying to get that bolt in for it. And I worked and I worked, and I finally walked off. I went around there and got down and prayed, and I sought and begged God and asked God to help me. I went back, and sister, it wasn't 2 seconds, the bolt went in, and I said, hallelujah, that was God Almighty answered that. Tell me God can't answer a prayer. God answered that simple prayer. Hey, I've been down and asked God one time. I was in the mill working, and I was a weaver, and I was running the looms, and I was down there weaving, and I was so thirsty, and I didn't have nothing money. I didn't have no money in my pocket. My daddy worked over at another weave room, and I prayed. I said, God, I sure wish my daddy come by. I said, if my daddy come by, he'd have some money and get me by a drink. And I tell you what, I looked down there at the end of the pew, and I'm down at the end of the loom, there stood my daddy. Hallelujah. You say, that don't seem like much. Well, let me tell you what, that was a prayer answer. Can you tell me when you had prayer answered in your life? Hey, little prayers, big prayers. God can answer them. But you got to get humble before God. You got to realize you're nobody. I'm nothing. I'm a zero with the line wiped. I'm nothing apart from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I'm a child of the King in Him. I went from a nobody to somebody. I went from nobody lost and going to hell. And then now I'm a child of the King. I got a mansion waiting on me. Thank God. I'm going to be there one day. Prayer. How's your prayer life? How's prayer in your life today? He said over there in Jeremiah 33, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. How many things has he showed you? I lost that little thing on there. Let me ask you this. How many times have you got down and prayed? And seriously and honestly before God, you prayed and you sought God Almighty. And God didn't answer your prayer. I can't never say God didn't answer my prayer. You say, well, what about my loved ones? They're not saved. They don't go to church. They don't come to church and they're going to die and go to hell. Well, let me ask you, how many times have you prayed for them? How many times have you got down and sought God over them? How many times have you, the Bible says, fast and pray. Fast and pray. People don't want to give up a little food for their belly. They do. They don't think their belly is more their belly than they do praying for somebody. You want to turn the heart of God, you fast and pray. But that brings God down. God gets over and listens. Because you get to fasting, you get to praying. You're already doing the will of God and you're praying. And then when that fasting kicks in more, let me tell you, God loves you. He sent His Son to die for you. I've got a preacher friend, Jeff Faggart. Every time you see that man, he'll say, has anybody told you God loves you? Has anybody told you today that God loves you? Every time you see Him, He'll tell you that. God loves you. But I'm going to tell you, if you're here and you're lost, you can't keep trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. You keep trampling it and He'll put you in hell. You say, well, what kind of love is that? He gave you the choice to choose right or wrong. To choose the broad way or the narrow way. You've got the choice. Now, are you going to make a choice today to leave and go out of here down that broad way? I've been going down that narrow way a long time. That way's so narrow, you can't turn around and go back. Don't want to turn around and go back. I might fall and stumble sometimes. And Jesus will pick me up and I'll keep going on the way. Keep going on the way. But that broad way, people just keep going. They say, hey, yeah, come on, go with us. Go with us. They just, come on, let's go this way. And they just keep taking them. People going to hell. Yeah. Those Islams over there, that ISIL, ISIS, all them terrorists and stuff. Man, there ain't nothing but they hate God's people.
Right.
And all they know is their Quran and Muhammad and all this stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a hell awaiting them. It's a sad thing to say that one day they're going to open their eyes in hell. But it's a sad thing to say. You could be here lost today amongst all these people who are saved and born again. These people love you. These people want you to be saved. And yet you'll reject the blood of Jesus Christ one more time. God don't do that today. Child of God, pray today. We need to get our hearts sincere with God. We need to get a prayer life like we've never had. We need to get a power of God on us that when we call somebody and say pray, that you can get in touch with God right then. Right then and pray. Not only Preacher Hyatt needs us, his family needs us, his wife needs us. My wife needed, when I was down there, so many people come, and they was down there and stayed with my wife and my family. And you don't know what a blessing that is. The pastor's always, if you call him, he's always there.
Right.
Always. He don't neglect you. He's always, no matter who you are, no matter if you're a friend of somebody who goes to church and they ask him, he'll be there.
Right.
You say, well, I can't go, but you can be there in prayer. We find out what time they're going to be going to the operation room, whatever. We need to do what we quit doing what you're doing and pray. Pray, God, get a hold of the surgeon and lead and guide his hands. And God, don't perform a miracle one more time. Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ, thankful of Calvary, the blood of the Lamb, the goodness of God. Now, Lord God, I ask you, God, if there be one here lost. God, I ask you they might get saved for their last and too late. God, you're going to play a song here. And Lord, I just want to, those that's here, God, we need to really get in touch with you. God, not none of us lay me down to sleep and pray my soul to keep stuff. We need to pray. Earnest. Prayer is an earnest prayer. It's begging God, begging to do something. Pleading. God, we need our pastor back. Lord God, I ask you now that you'd help us. You feel like God wants you to pray. You say, we done prayed. I'm going to tell you, the altar's open. You need to pray. You better come pray. If you ain't saved, you better get saved.